a briefing by the Department of Public Service and Admin. We are also anticipating to have both MECs from Northwest and the MEC from KZN. With KZN, it was more of dealing with Section 106, and also with regard to Northwest, it was more dealing with service delivery protest in that municipality. We would make pronouncement as and when we arrive to that. But nonetheless, today we'll be focusing specifically on the briefing by the Department of Public Service and Admin. There's been a request that the Deputy Minister is on his way. So we would ensure that we accommodate that by ensuring that we deal with the minutes. Minutes were circulated on our members sometimes last week. So I would really urge that we deal with the minutes of the previous meeting. That was the minutes of the 31st. Minutes of the 31st. If you can just check or search for them, please. Can I then request that we start by introducing ourselves? My name is Jihad Mohapi, the chairperson of the Committee of Public Service and Admin, Culture, Women, Youth, and Intergovernmental Relations, originally from Free State. Can I ask to honorable members to follow suit from Mewana?
My name is Tasuka Wano, permanent delegate from the state. I'm a member of this committee.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, everybody in the House and the honorable members. My name is Gladys Kulipan. I'm a select committee member of this meeting committee. But I can see in the committee list, my name is written as Manopule, not as Davis. I'm sure I'm not supposed to be in this meeting. But anyway, I understand I'm still, they every day make me new, but I'm no more new. Thanks. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Chairperson.
It will be corrected on our member.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, everybody. My name is Dumisani Kwimbi, permanent delegate from the Western Cape. Thanks.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair. My name is Mpua George Mtumunye. I come from Mpumalanga. Chair, may I also submit a request that amendments on the letterhead to be done, because I see Honorable Mtlanga still appears there, even though the changes were 80 seat.
It will also be corrected. But I think Mas would ensure that it gets attended to.
Sawubona Mhlanga Phambili. Igama lami nguJames Okwamthethwa. Sathiwe bhale committee.
Can I ask honourable members on my left?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is George Interlakis. I'm a permanent delegate from the Free State.
Good morning. My name is Morgan Chetty. I'm a permanent delegate from KZN.
Thank you very much. Let me just acknowledge in our midst the officials with the team that is always giving us a resource support. Can I just ask from the side of the department, just to afford you an opportunity to introduce yourself, please.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Desiree Bolsena from the DPSA, acting CFO.
Morning, Chair and members. My name is Shamila Abram. I'm the PLO for the Office of the DG, DPSA.
Shamila Abraham.
Okay. My name is Shelly Khazo.
PLO.
My name is Sheriff Klazo from the Office of the Ministry, Faith and Family.
Good morning, Chair and members. I'm Elvis Makam, Administrative Secretary in the Ministry for Public Safety and Administration.
Did you check how far is the Deputy Minister?
Okay. Honourable members, can I just get an indication? We were expecting the minister. Unfortunately, the minister is abroad, per the apology that we've received. Unfortunately, she committed to send the deputy minister. Although the deputy minister had to attend to another meeting, but because of the pressing issues, there was an indication that the deputy minister would ensure certainly that he comes and appear on behalf of the department. Earlier on, I was thinking of us dealing with the minutes, but the view is that let's deal with the minutes tomorrow as and when we are with the Justice Committee. So I think we can just get an indication. How far is the deputy minister?
Chairperson, at the look of things, if the deputy minister cannot be avail herself, we need to cancel the sitting because the people who are introduced themselves, yes, they've got no authority over what we are going to understand. That's my own analysis. Thank you.
Can we get an indication how far is the deputy minister? And you know, why are we treating this matter like this? If you were watching NCOP last week, there was a call for concern with regard to appearance of the executive before the committees and before Parliament. And it's a critical matter that must be conveyed, honestly speaking, to your principals. Because it's not even a privilege, it's a constitutional obligation, in particular Section 66, gives us authority as the NCOP to have the members of the cabinet appearing before us. Not only them, even officials who are working for the executive. That is why you hear the talk from the honorable member. Honorable members, let's just afford them just 5 minutes, then we'll take it from there. Whip, any comment from your side?
Let me support what you have said right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Whip.
Thank you. understand in what you understand. I don't know those things that I have emailed you, put it on the actual, on the name, on the top of the person's name, just as it is a comment.
Okay.
Just as far as I read it, just definitely said those things. There's nothing missing, there's nothing that we receive. Only receive the one.
So
I will collect the other one.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Can we proceed? What is going to happen? If you check in terms of the program, we are supposed to have a briefing and other two issues. We'll just deal with these two issues, that is the briefing by MEC of Northwest, make pronouncement, then also make pronouncement on the issue of Section 106 in terms of the MEC. In case we finish by then, the Deputy Minister is not here, then we'd attend the meeting thereafter. But we need to deal with the two items. If you check in terms of the apologies, we are all here. The only apology that we got is the apology of the minister. But can I take this opportunity to convey our heartfelt condolences to Member Bella's father, who passed on sometimes last week. I think that is why she's not with us. Our condolences on behalf of the committee. May I request that we observe just a silent of meditation, please. I mean, as a moment of silence, please. Thank you very much. Can we pass three and go to item number four? In terms of item number four, you'd recall that sometimes back what we said, before we can even go to Masilo Nyani and Mafube, we adopted an approach of saying there's no use for us to keep on going to provinces after our experience in Northern Cape, where we went there only to find out when we get there was nothing ready. We then agreed that where we have to embark on any matter, we must ensure that we apply Rule 91. So in terms of this briefing, we're supposed to get a briefing from the MEC, but based on the briefing, we're also of a view of ensuring that we also apply Rule 91 of the NCOP, where we are saying all these affected municipalities that are forever in the news, there must be that application before we can even go out and visit. With regard to also Section 106, I think we'll make a different pronouncement. So I just want us to frame a resolution in terms of Northwest. All these municipalities that are forever in the news, what is it that you are doing? Rule 91, there's a view that we must apply where the chair, together with whoever that is within that province and the whip, must visit the area on a fact-finding mission, bring the report back to the committee with the promise of ensuring that as and when we go out, we know exactly what is happening. If you remember with Masilo Nyani, it was where there was a concern around issues of water, issues of challenges in that municipality. And it made it much more easier for the committee to make pronouncement because of the resource that we had with regard to Honorable Michalakis, if you'd recall, where he had more information, although we still have to make follow-ups with regard to oversight. That is the same approach that we want to adopt, where we are saying fact-finding mission by the affected chair and the any other member in that particular area or province. Can I get a mover that we approach the same way? On our own territory?
I see, as you have said, Chairperson, that we, let's apply on the item number four, let's apply Section 191.
On 91?
91.
Yes.
And then on 5, Section 106.
Yeah, Rule 91. What is happening with Rule 91?
Mm.
It gives the chairperson the opportunity to go out and lead the committee on behalf of the committee. This is what is expected. So in this case, you are saying, go out, ensure that, for an example, if you go to Northern Cape, we'll always say, the chair, identify any honorable member who's from Northern Cape, interact with that honorable member and ensure that you visit the area. So that we are not going to get to an area only to find that there are no ready-made or there are no fact-finding mission or assessment done prior to our visit as the committee. We had a different experience when we went to the Tsobotla. Is it the Tsobotla? The Khatlong in Northern Cape, where when we arrived there, the municipality was not even ready. By then, the committee was there. Honorable Mthethwa.
Now I move that let's apply section 91.
Okay. As a mover that we go and apply rule 91, any seconder? It's seconded by Honorable Luana. So what is going to happen? We'll just develop a framework with Honorable Moss to ensure that it concretizes what we have resolved. Can I get an indication from... So it means you are coupling both items, which means as and when you go for number 5, because we coupled both items, it will be both Honorable Chetty and Honorable Mthethwa. But remember what I said, from time to time I'll always take along the whip as and when you go out. In this case, it will be Honorable Chetty who is accompanying us as and when we go and visit this particular municipality.
Thank you.
I don't know whether to hold this for me, because by the time I left my hand, then Honorable Wana then second. But I wanted to understand, when you go to municipalities, are you not writing Cockstar, the MC office, a letter when you go to the municipality, just to inform, because there are things that the municipality can answer, but there are things that Cockstar can answer.
Yes.
Like now, for an example, the members there. We're waiting for the minister. If the minister does not come, there's no answers that we are going to get.
Yes. Can I clarify? Your point is valid, Honorable Member. That's exactly what we are doing. If we're in Northern Cape, we send a communique to the office of the MEC to say, MEC, can we be accompanied as and when we visit your area, so that whatever that you get from the side of the municipality can be verified with the province. So in most instances, that's the approach. Even with regard to the invitation, we invited the minister. The minister committed that the deputy minister will be the one that would come on her behalf, because she's out of the country. The apology of the minister, I accepted, on condition that the deputy minister would appear before the committee. So in that case, traditionally, that's how we arrange. We always ensure that the principal is the one that appears before the committee. Like what happened last week, where we ended up not concluding the business of the day, when Honorable Mashatile, the MEC for Kokta in Gauteng, was not here. We had to reschedule the meeting. So in most instances, we want to ensure and enforce the provision of Section 66 of the Constitution, which gives us power to ensure that the cabinet gives account to the committee. So, honorable members, in that note, I think we would just get a progress from the side of women. Are they still engaged? It's fine. What we are going to do, I think Mama Wana has already indicated. If you check, it's already 1:30, which means we afforded the minister almost 30 minutes. Almost 30 minutes for them to really sort out whatever challenge that was there with regard to their coordination. So unfortunately, you are witnesses. We gave you an opportunity of almost 30 minutes. We were flexible enough to accommodate that the deputy minister is doing other commitment on the other side of the cabinet. But we were anticipating that by 1:30, as earlier on indicated, that the deputy minister will be back. Unfortunately, it's on record. not here, so we'll have to conclude the business of the day. Let me take this opportunity to register our disappointment. Even if we have afforded the department an opportunity of almost 30 minutes, it was not really adhered to. What we'd only do, we'll have to write to the minister indicating that we expected the deputy minister. Unfortunately, does not happen. Would also emphasize the point that this matter appeared before the NCOP, where it's been a call for concern that cabinet must be held accountable. And I think even the leader of government business, the deputy president, gave an indication that with regard to this, it's a challenge, you know. But again, it's happening. It's happening, and I think it doesn't augur well with us, because in most instances, we leave other commitments to ensure that we honor the particular commitment. And what we have also observed, this department, only when we invite it, comes. They are aware in terms of the provisions of the laws. They are supposed to report and give account. For an example, you appeared before us in terms of your APPs and budget. Your quarterly reports, it's not a privilege. We need to tap progress. We need to do oversight on quarterly reports. This is the second quarter that will be appearing. You have an obligation to ensure that every quarter you liaise. That is why you have public, parliamentary liaising officers. That is why you have also the secretary. You liaise amongst each other to check whether the committee can create space for you to come and report. Don't wait for us to invite you. I think that should be clear. Don't wait for us to invite you. You know you have an obligation. And what is worse, you have a school that is also accountable to us. You have also Public Service Commission that is also accountable to us. So those are institutions that are equally accountable to your department. So in most instances, it's not just an ordinary department. And with challenges that we see in and around our country, we have observed suspensions where people are taking each other to court. As this committee, we need to know what is really happening so that we can be able to relate well when we engage at the level of NCOP. So I'm just saying it. For the record, convey it to your principals. It is not a privilege when the department or ministry appear before us. It is a constitutional right that the committee or the NCOP is entrenched with in terms of the provision of the constitution. So in that note, allow me to convey our gratitude for your efforts as officials. At times, we tarnish where we are not supposed to. But nonetheless, because you are messengers, you'll have to bear the responsibility at the end of the day. The meeting is officially adjourned. So what is going to happen on our chatty, we'll communicate with you the dates and other related issues. We'll develop a program as agreed with regard to Northwest and ensure that we visit the area. In that note, the meeting is officially adjourned. Thank you.